The most dangerous near-shore current is the rip current, sometimes called a rip tide, and it claims many lives every year. Rip currents tend to form on beaches that are hilly or with an undulating or scalloped shoreline, or on beaches that have sandbars. They form when water deposited by many waves converges and all runs back out to sea through a low point or a narrow channel. They carry you away from shore and out to deeper water, which is why some people panic when caught in one. Rip currents can be very fast and powerful. Even Ryan Lochte or Michael Phelps couldn't swim against them. Besides the features of the beach itself, look for areas where the waves are smaller, where the water looks calmer, and where foam is flowing out toward the sea. Unfortunately, people who don't know how to recognize rip currents often choose exactly those places to swim because the waves aren't as big. Learn to recognize rip currents by looking at pictures of them on the internet.